are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Always good. Nice to have you here.
Thank
another,
you.
Another fall, kind of crisp morning.
Had it
a,
is.
A few sprinkles this morning.
A few sprinkles. Yeah.
Definitely could use a little bit more.
Yes, we could. Indeed.
But speaking of water, we wanted to talk about things in Fort Pierre when it comes to the water this morning.
Water is an important topic to talk about, isn't it?
It sure is.
So we had a special council meeting last night. We had a conversation with our planning district, who is they're the ones who write our grants for us, and we talked about different time frames and different deadlines and how that might impact potential funding for water storage. And I don't think there's any disagreement whatsoever on the council and the staff that additional storage is the most important, most urgent thing for our water system. And we have 1 million gallons worth of storage, which includes an old tank that would probably be taken offline if we put up another one. And so we're looking at another 700,000 gallons of storage. And as I've said, this time of year, it's not such a dire issue if we have a break in the pipeline. But during the summer, when there's a high usage, we can use 1 million gallons a day. And so right now, that's all the storage we have, counting the smaller tank. So the decision was made by the council last night to put in an application for the state water plan. And municipalities have to get on the state water plan in order to be considered for any funding, whether it's a grant or loan. And right now it was urgent because we have the ARPA funding, the COVID monies that came to the states for infrastructure from the federal government. And there's a deadline on that. The
right.
state wants to get that out of their coffers as quickly as possible. And so if we were going to be considered, or if we were going to possibly use any ARPA funds, and they can be, we really don't know how much. The estimate for the tank came in, it just blew our minds how much more expensive it was than the quote we got 2 years ago.
Mm.
The quote for everything with the piping and everything running from the main line, And then the new tank would go up on the hill on the north side of Highway 14. And then you have to connect the two. And so there's a lot of lines to be run, and that's expensive. But we were just shocked. We thought it was $3.5 million, and it's more like $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a big decision to make, but we didn't have to make a decision on what we were going to do. We only had to make a decision on whether to get on the state water plan so we could have options.
Okay.
And so that was the decision the council made yesterday. We are not committed to any system, any tank, any anything. But at least we will have better information when we do put a funding request together. We will know a lot more about what is available in ARPA funds, what is available in other grants, what is available in other funding loans. So we have a long ways to go, and we're certainly not there yet.
Still in the early stages.
Oh, very definitely. Yeah,
and a lot of people may think, boy, 1 million gallons of storage is a lot. But at the same time, there were numerous breaks this summer.
There were.
Along the line. And like you said, you can go through that in the course of a day in Fort Pierre during
That's
the summer.
Right.
So having this extra storage, that would come in very handy.
It's very important. You know, we really don't have any extra water for fire suppression, especially on that side of the town. So Yeah, it's a big project, and you're right, the frequent water breaks and the unreliability of our water source right now is what brought this to the top of our priority list.
So like you said, in the early stages, but this is something mm-hmm. you're working towards and right. Getting to that point, which would be a big benefit to Fort Pierre.
Oh, it would. You know, and we have talked for some years about needing additional water as the city grows, mm-hmm. but it has become more critical with the frequent water breaks.
And of course, as you know, the year goes on. I mean, you've always got events going on. Another one. So Fort Pierre is going to be busy this weekend. You got the horse races going on.
Well,
so
that is this weekend already, isn't
Saturday
it?
My goodness. And Sunday.
Where did September go, Dave?
It just flew right by, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll bet I had this blank look on my face thing. It's horse races and horse racing time. I always give so much credit to Shane Cramey and the Rendry Benevolent Association. They work hard. They work really hard to get these races going every year, and don't miss them. They're a fun opportunity.
That's right. 1 o'clock both days.
Exactly.
Admission is just $5. Kids 16 and under get in for free. So
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's great. There's all kinds of gift cards they give away between races. And for the racers, a purse. Purses up to $100,000,
exactly.
A little more. So
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great entertainment.
It sure is. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention about what's happening in Fort Pierre?
You know, I don't think so. I thank you for mentioning the horse races. Oh, I
Absolutely.
Should mention to watch the progress of the mural on the north side of
That's
the
right.
Hopscotch building. It is Jill Kokish is moving along. We had some wonderful people who stepped up and volunteered their time or more. The owner of the Hopscotch building has probably put in $40,000-$50,000 in tuck pointing the brick and getting it ready, moving the old sign. Mm-hmm. And then the Fredericks, who owned the paint store, volunteered to do the priming. And so they did. And that's a big wall. My goodness.
It is.
It's 90 feet by 40 feet. And so they put a coat of primer on, and then they went back and put the first coat of paint on for Jill. So she's ready to go. I can't even imagine doing a piece of art that size. I can't.
That's a big canvas to work with.
Yes, it is. And thanks also to Quality Construction for loaning us their lift. She would have a lot of trouble using scaffolding or ladders or whatever,
right.
So the lift really makes it handy, and she can get up there and do her talented thing.
And looking forward to seeing the finished product. It's going to be a great addition.
It is. It will be, and it'll be a lot of fun just to watch the process.
Most definitely. Yes. Well, thanks for stopping in, Mayor.
You're always, so welcome, Dave.
Always nice having you here. We'll see you in another week.
Okay.
All right. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate.